Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He want to make the great change in your life, to take you off the way to destruction and put you on the road to heaven. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled powerful ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. I'm telling you, amen, our ministry is a powerful ministry as we go back into the jails again, praise God, to preach the word of God. Praise the Lord. On today, we're going to continue the message. We started on an earlier broadcast talking about repentance. We would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Praise the Lord. It's time to repent. It's to turn from sin. Praise God. Because there's so much evil out here in this world. Amen. All the violence going on and people committing so many crimes of passion and all of that. Taking lives. I'm telling you. Amen. Homicides and murders. How that people are doing so much evil out here. But Jesus come to save people from sin and take sin out of you, so you'll be able to live in this world with victory over the devil. I'm telling you, Jesus is your friend. He come to fix his soul that you can live a life to please God. It's time to serve the Lord. It's time to live for Jesus. Time out to keep on playing with the devil. Because the devil is not your friend. I'm telling you, what do it profit anybody to live in this world? Don't receive Jesus in their soul. Just live in this world and serve sin all your days. And die in, amen, not knowing the Lord in the pardon of your sins. It's so sad. Because the Bible said in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I'm telling you, amen. It's not enough to say you know God and don't have him on the inside. It's not enough to do good works and saying that you're going to heaven just because you're good. Because good works is not enough to make it into the kingdom of God. Jesus said in 3rd chapter of St. John that you must be born again. The new birth has to be placed in your heart in order to make it into heaven, because you cannot go to heaven in your sins. And people need to understand, know that. That's why I buy time on radio to pray, to spread the gospel and let people know that Jesus come to save people from sin and take sin out of you, so you can live in this world with victory and power over the devil to get you ready for heaven. Praise God. Amen. Amen. People got to know you cannot go to heaven in your sins. People say God is a forgiving God. True, God is a forgiving God, but the Lord wants people to turn from their sins. You cannot go to heaven just repenting from your sins every day. That's not true repentance. The Lord wants you to turn from them sins and don't do them anymore. I'm telling you, praise God. You don't get no credit from God just saying, Lord, forgive me, and then turn around and sin again and do it again. That's not true repentance. I'm telling you. And people need to understand, know that. The devil got folk playing games out here. Got people fooled. And they're thinking you can go to heaven saying you can sin and enjoy sin and God is a forgiving God. The Lord will forgive you. Just keep on sinning. Amen. You can't go to heaven like that. It's time to turn from your sins. True repentance is turning from your sins. Now, I preached a message several weeks about a hypocrite versus a true saint. Even though we started this message on repentance, but the other message that I preached is still there. Letting you know, in order to be a true saint of God, you must repent of your sins and turn from them sins. Saying you know the Christ and still indulging in the sins of this world, saying God is a forgiving God, is not true repentance, is not laying the foundations of a true saint of God. What you're doing is playing games as a hypocrite. And you cannot go to heaven being a hypocrite. Praise God. Amen. People need to understand, know that. So I took time to explain it to you. Now, we will continue with the message on repentance. And all of that lays a foundation of a true saint. Amen. Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say in the Gospel according to St. Mark 1:15? What did it say?
And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
And that's what the message is. That the time is at hand. It's time to repent. Turn from your sins. And to believe the gospel. The gospel is to telling you how to come out of sin. Jesus come into the world to bring us out of bondage. You don't have to be tied up in sin and feel like you got to sin all the time. But Jesus come to save you from your sin. And take sin out of you. Praise God. When the Lord save you and amen, change your life, you, amen, you don't do like you used to do. You don't talk like you used to talk. You don't act like you used to act. That's when the Lord forgive you and of your sins and the Lord save you. You were ready to make your path straight. Get your heart right. Amen. St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter. Praise God. Where John was preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Praise the Lord. St. Matthew 3:1, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say? Amen. St. Matthew 3:1. Because it's time to
repent. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Now John preached repentance. That's the first step in turning your heart to the Lord, is to repent of your sins and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Amen. It's time to pray that prayer and pray saying, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I won't sin anymore. Don't be scared. Pray that prayer. Amen. What did the Bible say in Matthew 3:3?
Amen.
Praise God.
For this is that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
And that's what the Lord wants us to do. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. It's time to get your heart right. The path he's talking about there is your heart. Get your heart right. It's time to get right with God. Stop playing church. Y'all people in them churches, they can't live right. The preacher falling down in sin. I'm telling you, it's time out for playing church. You can't go to heaven like that. It's time to get right with the Lord. It's time to repent and turn from your sin. It's time to believe the gospel, because Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back for a people that are ready for heaven.
Amen.
One that is without spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing. In order for you to be like that, you must turn from your sins. Repent and let it go. I'm telling you, praise God. We're going to continue the message on the next broadcast. But it's time to repent and turn from them sins. I'm telling you, turn from them. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the message on today. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I won't sin anymore. Lord, blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over. Fill them up with the precious Holy Ghost and that with fire. Lord, I want you to heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver. Lord Jesus, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them repent of their sins. And say, Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, I'll live for you. I won't sin anymore. Lord, I want you to save them, God. Deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he will do the very same thing for you. You believe that message and that prayer that Ella Holmes has prayed, you have been forgiven. You, the Lord, you have been revived and you have been redeemed. You just keep on praying and keep on seeking the Lord so you may grow thereby. And you know, and those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He is your best friend. He has not forgotten you, and you are not thrown away. And he have a plan for you. Those in the free world continue to pray for us, and we pray for you. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. And God has a plan for you, and you can be free and walk in righteousness and holiness. That God is so good, and he is so wonderful, that he loves each and every one. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is able to do anything so that you can be able to live right and be ready when he comes. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and I myself as we go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Amen. Spanish speaking inmates, wrath for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish speaking people. Today's broadcast, this chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the companion missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.